I already know what you're gonna say. I know. I need to move. This place is terrible. How is it even possible that the AC can break over the summer and then the heater breaks that winter? And especially in a place like this where fall is basically non-existent. Yeah, I mean, summer just lingers for months and it stays hot for so long, and then it finally feels really nice for like a month, maybe two, before you can start using the heater, because now suddenly there's a cold snap, but then you turn on the heater and it doesn't work, and it practically feels like it's warmer outside, even though that doesn't even make any sense. And I know that it's not even that cold. Like, comparatively, it's really not that cold, given how cold it can get in other places, but I mean, this is cold for me, and just because it wouldn't be cold for someone from a colder climate doesn't make any difference, because the bottom line is it is cold to me, and I'm the one who lives in this body, so I'm cold. I mean, it's not like being told that it isn't actually cold makes it feel any less cold. It's just dismissive and rude. I mean, I'm not that you said that. I know you didn't. No one's actually said that to me. But I just know someone would, because you literally can't say anything about a temperature without someone climbing up on a soapbox and saying, "Oh, that's nothing. You should see what it feels like in such and such place." And it's all just so stupid, because, like, what the hell is the point in saying that? Like, does that make them feel better? Because it certainly doesn't make the person who first commented about the temperature feel any better, or even any different. It's just one-upmanship for the sake of it, and it's just silly. But I guess complaining about it is just as unproductive, because I mean, it doesn't make me feel any less cold, and I'm preaching to the choir anyway, because you already said you agree, so why am I even spinning a circle like this anymore? I don't even know what the hell I'm saying at this point. Hi. Come in, please. Sorry. I just... You know how I am. Thank you for coming by. I can't believe this is happening. I mean, I'll gladly take a broken heater over a broken air conditioner, I guess. I mean, it's easier to get warm than it is to get cool. Although, admittedly, I guess I tend to use the more conventional means of getting warmer. I never was great at fire elemental magic. I mean, I was good enough. I mastered enough of it to check the boxes for my full certification. But I definitely didn't go for any extension courses or anything. I mean, when it came to that one, that field. I went with the bare minimum. I don't know. It always just felt kind of volatile, I guess. I don't mean any disrespect or anything to any fire elemental magic users when I say that, by any means, not at all. I mean, I have nothing but respect for anyone who can, you know, really harness that magic that takes so much control. It always scared me to think that I might lose control of it and do a lot of damage. So then I usually ended up being so reserved in my application of it that I barely did anything at all. But I guess at the time that just seemed like the lesser of two evils. But I mean if it gets much colder, I might just risk it, you know, because you can only get so far with blankets. And I don't know. I guess I'm just really sensitive to the cold, and I never even really realized just how bad I am with it until suddenly I couldn't just, you know, like crank the thermostat. I mean, not that there's even anywhere to start a fire. I mean, it's not like I've got a fireplace. So at that point, it's like, well, what the hell would I even do with fire magic? You know, like let's just start a fire in the sink or something. I mean, there's smoke detectors in every room, and you can bet that it would be just my luck that even though everything else in this place is constantly broken, whether it is an air conditioner in the summer or a heater in the winter or a dishwasher anytime, or a washer dryer combo unit at literally the most inconvenient time possibly imaginable, you could just hang your hat on the fact that the smoke detector absolutely would work. I mean, ultimately, I guess that would be good. Like, you certainly don't want to malfunction a safety device, even if I probably could handle a fire on my own. But I sure as hell don't ever want to find out the hard way. So instead, I guess I just curl up on the couch with the thickest blanket I can find, and I just shiver. Thank you for coming over. You didn't have to do that. But I really do appreciate it. Misery loves company. Although I think that saying in particular is supposed to mean, like, you know, someone who's miserable wants to be with other people who are also miserable, and you're not miserable, not at all, or at least I don't think you are. I hope you're not. I mean you might end up being miserable if you stay here too long, just because it's so it's cold. It's really cold. And you know, I know that could absolutely affect someone's mental state, but that's not what the phrase means. I mean, it's not that a miserable person wants to be around just anyone. I mean, I know that from my own personal perspective, at least, it's really dependent on the situation. I mean, sometimes when I'm upset, I really just want to be alone to have some time to process it before I can even really engage with it with another person. But then other times, having that support around is a big help. I mean. Really, it all comes down to communication and just, like, you know, explaining where you're coming from to the other people around you, so that they know the best way to interact with you in that moment. But none of that's really fitting to this situation, though. And honestly, I'm not miserable. I'm just a little uncomfortable because I don't like being cold. And I already feel a lot better just by having you here. So I didn't mean to imply that I'm miserable about you being here or anything even like that, because that's absolutely not the case. It's the exact opposite. Yeah. They just called before you got here, and they delayed the appointment to fix it again. I guess they're overbooked. It just sucks, because it feels like, for all I know, they're gonna bump it to tomorrow or something. But I can't risk not being here in case they really are able to make the appointment. So. I don't know, I guess at this point it's just a matter of staying warm until then. Easier said than done, right? Oh, really? What's your idea? I think that's a great idea. I don't think I've ever heard someone just say it quite so bluntly. Could you Could you just repeat that for clarity's sake? You wanna what? My what? That's yeah. That's what I thought you said. You really just coming out here and saying that, and you're already taking that. Okay. I guess we're really doing this. That is fucking amazing. Hi there. This is it's gonna be one hell of a way to stay warm. Lips taste so good. You're so fucking warm. No, that's not why I wanted you here. That's just an added bonus. When you squeeze it like that. Even just through my pants. A heat perspective, because it still is really cold in here, from an oh my god, that's hot kind of perspective. I'll stop over explaining that. Just kiss me again, please. Wait a second. I know that you wanted to. just suck me, my dick. Even just hearing you say those words feels like a shock going through my body. A good shock, really. Really good one. I don't want you to feel like I invited you over expecting anything like this. I'm really genuinely just grateful you're here. You do me a favor just by spending time with me here, because I know it's not ideal. It's not comfortable. I haven't been fine with just coming to see you after they got it fixed. Like I don't want you to be uncomfortable. Just for my own sake, you really didn't have to come over, and you certainly don't have to be the one doing all the work when it comes to this. I want to please you too. I don't want it to just be about me. I want you to feel good too. You say that, and I know you mean it. I know doing stuff like this does feel good for you too, I've seen it firsthand, and secondhand, I guess. But you know what I mean. It just feels like it's, yeah. It just feels like it's gonna be all about me today, and I don't want you to feel like that at all. Like I don't really know what I'm saying, and I don't want to kill the mood. I'm sorry. Of course I trust you. I trust that you mean it when you say it. If that's really what you want, then my body's yours.
Oh wow! You are fast at that. I don't even think I've unzipped my own pants that fast. Oh my God! Oh, your mouth. Oh my God. Yeah, it feels good. You don't even have to ask. Oh my God. It feels so fucking good. Oh my God. No, that's good too. That's good too. It's my balls are just they're really sensitive right now. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, that's both of them. That's both of them in your mouth. I know. 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 I can't help it. I can't help but thrust the wall. Your mouth feels so fucking good. Oh, I'll be good. I'll be a good boy. Oh my God, you make it hard. No, not that kind of hard. Oh my God, don't make me laugh when you're doing that. There's a lot of competing feelings going on, right? fuck. What? No, you don't play fair. You do not. That is the worst lie you've ever told. No, I'm fine. Oh, fuck. Okay. Don't tease me about my breathing. I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to blow my fucking load right here and now, and I'm trying not to thrust straight up into your face. And I'm trying not to lose so much muscle control that I slide right off this couch and just melt into a fucking puddle. Oh god. Good boy's holding it. Oh, fuck. I'm your good boy. And good boys wait for permission. Fuck. Fuck. Jesus. What? you can put a finger in. Just go slow, please. I'm it's already hard enough to not just, you know, just fucking lose it. Okay. Okay. God, your mouth and also your finger. Yep. No, that's, you found it, I can hold it. Oh my god. Because good boys hold it, and I'm a good boy, and I'm your good boy. Oh my god, there was a time today when I was cold. I didn't even know I could sweat this much. Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't hold it much longer. Fuck. No, cause your mouth feels so good, and you are playing my spot like it's a fucking doorbell. Fuck! Can I please come? I really want to come. I've been good. Please let me come. Please let me come. What? Huh? I can definitely try. I would love to fuck you. That would be so amazing. But I don't even know if I'd get all the way in at this point before I fucking bust. No, I'm fine. It's just I've never had. I don't think I've ever had quite this much conversation with someone. You know right where the prostate is. If you really want me to fuck you, and it sounds like you do, and I would fucking love that. We should probably do it before I turn this couch into a lake, because is milking the word, is that what this is? I'm gonna fuck you. How How do you want me? How is this gonna? It's not nice to make somebody laugh when you're doing that. You know what I meant. You know I meant not. I'm thinking really, really hard. I'm definitely not just. I'm definitely not just. Fucking bottle of pre-cum and a very almost actual real cum. What position do we want this in? Just on top of me, straddle, yeah, okay, your hand is really doing the deed in the meantime. You can definitely switch to me going in at any time, because I don't know how much more I can hold it in. Slide on down. If we could do that really slow, really, really slow. We could really just take our time with it on the way down, so that I don't, you know, just. Come at the thought of it, much less before I even get in. So slow, maybe. Fuck. Even just the head feels so fucking good. Okay. Now we can move. Hold on. Oh my god, boy. Good boy's holding it in. Okay, we can go a little bit lower. I'm definitely not thinking about a broken heater anymore. How could I think about a heater right now? You are so warm in the best possible way. Yeah, we can go a little bit more. you went all the way. Okay. We can just hold still for a second. We definitely don't need to, you know. We don't need to thrust yet. Cause I'm just. I can just really focus on, I don't even know what muscle it is that is flexed to make it so that I'm not coming, but I'm, whatever it is, I'm just holding it real tight, really tight. Yeah. Wait, oh god, you're moving. Okay. I thought we were gonna go slow. You're evil. You're so fucking evil. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Nope. 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 It's just little pumps. Little pumps. Oh my God, are you trying to squeeze the head off of the thing? Jesus Christ, on a fucking cracker. Okay, all right. I'm gonna start this. I can thrust. I can do it. I can do it. I can do the. Okay. Okay. I got this. I don't got this. Oh my God. You can't just fucking edge me like that. I wanna come so fucking bad. Can I come, please? Please, please let me come. Please let me come. Oh, you are not a nice person, but oh my fucking God, you feel so good. I can't keep holding it. Please, 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 can I come? Please, please, please. Please come. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not cold anymore. Oh my God. That felt so fucking good. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You're so good to me. Even when you're being horrible. But I shouldn't be the only one warming up, if you know what I mean. I need a little bit to catch my breath. But then can I return the favor? Mm-hmm.